Free Fire Radio. The phone lines are open at 221-1402. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Yeah, good morning, Norse Country. This is Carlin DeBott. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Phone lines here at 221-1402. It's another good-looking day here in the North Country, in the North State, because it looks like it could rain later on today, and you know we need it. We need it bad. Joined today in the studio by Frosty.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
I am I'm rather good this morning.
You weren't one of those 15 people that won that $76 million?
No.
Oh, well.
I'm glad it was teachers, though.
You know what? If anybody had to win it besides us, they're good.
Heartwarming.
Heartwarming. And speaking of heartwarming, soulmate, Aileen DeBott.
Top of the morning to all of you. I have a little bit of the things here to cover, but I love this. Remember the darling little gold medalist, Shawn Johnson, 17 years old? Well, she is going to be the youngest dancer competing in this upcoming season of Dancing with the Stars, which I love this show.
Isn't she like 4 feet tall?
I don't know what it didn't say her height, honey. Yes, she's probably there. But it says the eighth season, 8 years this has been going on.
Who would have thought?
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, we have a great one here locally, and this is the third year that I have had the honor of being asked to judge.
And well, now the ones here, I really enjoy that because, I mean, it's you don't get all the drama and all that, but the people are having such a great time, and the people that go to our Reading Dancing with the Stars is, you know, everybody has a really good time.
Well, I'm sure it's derived from the wonderful Dancing with the Stars. Juliana Ho will be paired with her boyfriend, country singer Chuck Wicks, and Jewel is going to be on with her dancing with her husband.
No,
against her husband. No. So it'll be the first time there's going to be a celebrity couple, actual married couple that are going to be competing against each other.
Now let's talk about her husband, somebody that really is famous named Ty Murray.
Ty Murray.
7 times world champion rodeo rider, who was also, he made his fame in bull riding. So Ty Murray dancing on Dance with the Stars and riding a 1,200-pound Brahma bull ought to be interesting.
What about these big old linebackers that get up there and they look like they can ballet dance?
I wonder if it's going to last longer than 8 seconds.
Okay, some of the others. Actors Giles Marini. Not sure who that is.
Who's that?
Apple co-founder Steve Wozniak. Actress Denise Richards. Comedian David...
Wait a minute. Denise Richards. Is that Charlie Sheen's Denise Richards?
Well, I'm sure she doesn't like to be called Charlie Sheen's Denise Richards.
Oh.
I'm sure she has her own behind her name.
Denise Richards from Wild Thing?
Actor, comedian David Alan Greer. Access Hollywood co-host Nancy O'Dell. And singer Belinda Carlisle. And they give the ages behind all these people. So Belinda Carlisle's 50. Coming back, we're going to take a break here really fast, and we've got some rants and raves coming up. But we also wanted to talk to you about what happened at the crab feed and the great news that happened the other day, the feedback on what happened from the animal rescue.
With the Haven Humane.
Haven Humane after Dr. John was on.
Right. And today we're going to be talking about some... This is going to be an open line show today. You know, some of the topics we want to talk about, of course, is the budget. We want to talk about what's happening in Reading. We want to talk about the newest thing that's coming out of the stimulus package, which could have a severe impact on your health care. If you haven't heard it, stay tuned. This is Carlin DeBott. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Phone lines here, 221-1402. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop. Joe and Shelley have got the finest tobacco emporium in the North State. Great walk-in humidor. Espresso Joe's is the place to go for any type of coffee you want at a very reasonable price. It's a local business, and Joe and Shelley are great Americans. All right, we're going to start on national and work our way down here to Reading. So, it looks like the stimulus package, which, by the way, has the phone calls and emails to the Congress and to our senators is running hundreds against for everyone in support of this thing. Here's my problem with it. I'm not an economist. You know, I'm not somebody that sits down and crunches numbers. But I try to read a little bit. And one of the things that I see with this package, which is close to $1 trillion, is why aren't they just taking some time to go through some of these bills or some of these riders are adding on to it? You know, it's, you know, when you see things, some things that don't make sense at the beginning may make sense a little bit later on. But this latest thing that's being added is the House and Senate bills would establish a framework and funding for comparative effectiveness research and health information technology. Now, that sounds kind of innocuous when you listen to it, right? But this is going to have a huge impact on healthcare because the House committee report states that that items that are found to be less effective and in some cases more expensive will no longer be prescribed. In other words, the government's going to get in between you and your doctor. This is the beginning of national health care. You want to see national health care? You got to look at Medicare. Medicare right now, that is not taking, many of the doctors aren't even taking Medicare in this town and other cities throughout this nation because it is so screwed up.
Now, 6 months.
They're having to wait 6 months for their pay, so they're making people on Medicare pay up front. Another thing, too, is billions. I'm talking billions of dollars are being spent on this IT technology. Let me tell you, we're going to have a doctor here later on this month. We're going to talk about this technology where it used to be somebody that could just, you could bring in somebody, a data expert, and they could do all the inputting on this. Now it takes a registered nurse, somebody in the medical profession to be able to do just half or just be able to do the paperwork. To make it worse, where they used to be able to see 16 to 20 patients a day, it's cut it down in half for many doctors because they have to fill out all this paperwork. Now, what you're having is the government, what they're trying to do and push it in on the stimulus plan is to have this voted on, have it come rolling in, and it's going to have a severe, profound impact on our health care. Arlen Specter, who is even supporting this, was asked about this today, but we have a phone call caller that has Arlen Specter's name there. Daniel.
Well, he's my hero, all right. I listened to an interview with him yesterday, and you know he's trying to justify why he's in support of this, but his basic line is, well, whether I support it or not, they have the votes to get this thing passed already. You know, now here's a fellow that's been in the Senate for I don't know how many years, and he's considered to be somebody that's kind of knowledgeable. And
he's the fifth most senior Senate in the GOP, and the 11th in the whole Congress.
But you know, he's pretty well respected throughout the ranks, and yet he says, "Well, there's nothing I can do about it."
Well, you know, see, that's absolutely untrue, because there are things they can do about it. Because if you take a look at this bill, and I saw him on today, and when they asked him a pointed question, what about what they're doing with this health care plan, with this abomination of what they're trying to do, he said that would never make it through, that they would take that kind of language out. But the scary thing was when they said, well, would you continue to support the bill? He said, well, there's good things and bad things, which to me meant that he would.
Yep, it's exactly true. And kind of makes me sad that he's gone from where he was to where he is now. And, you know, you talk about mavericks. This guy's not a maverick. He's basically just turned into a guy who likes to sit his rear end into a seat and keep it warm and pull a paycheck.
Well, you know what? This is the thing that kind of gripes me, is that, you know, it's one thing to have a stimulus bill, but now all of a sudden all these other bills are being pushed through the Children's Health Insurance Plan, state Children's Health Insurance Plan. You know what this is going to lead to? I mean, they've even said it, is that means that people with incomes up to $80,000 in some states are going to qualify for this, which means then they don't have to have their own insurance. That means that I pay for it, you pay for it, Frosty pays for it. You know, we pay for this when they make more money than most of us. Well, I don't understand what they're doing in the name of stimulus.
You recall what Hawaii just did?
I'm afraid to ask.
why he had a program like that going on, and they stopped it because it was too expensive.
Well, that's exactly it, you know.
And, you know, it's kind of sad that that's happening that way.
Yeah.
And, you know, but I'm going to keep on with the mantra. These people are derelict in their duties. And had you and I done this while we're in the military, we'd been before the man.
Right. You know what? The other thing, too, is we got to keep writing and emailing and calling. Not write. Don't write because it takes forever to get a letter through there because of the scares of what you can put in letters. But email and call Boxer, Feinstein, Herger. You know, call the White House and tell them, you know, hey, look, enough of this is enough.
And,
thanks a
and
lot,
I know
Dan.
That you have those addresses on your website.
It's on my it's on our website. Freefireradio.com tells you how to get a hold of them.
You bet.
Thanks a lot, Dan.
Have a good day.
Remember, you can always hear us live on KQMS.com, where we're streaming across the country, right there at your desk, right there at your home.
Yeah, this is Carl Lindabot, Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. We'll get to the people on the phone lines right after this break. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. This portion of our show is brought to you by Robert W. Logan, attorney at law, 1350 Placer Street. Rob specializes in bankruptcy, civil and criminal actions. He's going to be our guest Thursday. We're going to be talking legal issues here on Free Fire Radio, as people have asked for.
Let's go to the phones.
Bruce, good morning.
Well, good morning, Carl.
How are you today?
We're doing pretty good.
Great. What's up?
Oh, I think that they've had one of the first power plays, not even been in office a month, that's going to have the redistribution of wealth when they pull the census taking away from the Department of Commerce and stuck it in the White House. Their Emanuel stuck that over there. Yeah, I haven't heard any Republicans bitch and moan about that, but they can make those numbers fit anything they want now in this stimulus package money of where it would be destined to end up at. With the census numbers is a huge, huge, huge item.
Well, you're absolutely right. And here's the thing is that if something's this important, you know, why can't we discuss some of these issues? You know, why is it's got to be pushed down everybody's throat? I mean, why do they have to vote today? Why can't they vote Friday? Why can't they vote next Monday and discuss some of these issues? I mean, there's billions and billions and billions of dollars already being pushed out there.
Why would they, Carl, why would they discuss about the $67 billion overpaid from the TARP money already to buy in stocks that weren't priced properly? They don't even know why that happened.
Right. You know, and in fact, nobody's holding the Treasury Department for that. And it was $67 million. I thought it was $76 million. So, but any way you look at it, it was because they overpaid and they didn't check on it.
And everything is out of control back there in Washington, D.C. People want to change. Well, boy, they're going to get it.
Well, you know, that's the thing. And I just don't – I think so much of this is being pushed through this thing so quickly is that people are voting. I know congressmen and senators are not reading 600 pages of documents. You know they're not doing it. And then they add another 50 here, 50 pages here, another 100 pages here. Here's another $100 billion they throw in there. Give me a break.
Well, it's going to get ugly. And this never worked, the stimulus – hey, Japan tried it for 10 years. It didn't work. We tried it in the 30s. It didn't work. It did work in the 20s when they didn't do it, when they let the private industry take over and that when they had the downturn in the economy in the 20s, and it worked.
Yeah.
Reagan, it worked for Reagan with the lowering the taxes and incentives that he put in for small business. Will not work. This is only going to continue to get worse. And, like I said again, you guys, the guys out there that voted for this group of corrupt people, they're going to have to live with it. Thanks, Carl.
You bet, Bruce. Well, you know, it's not only just them living with it, it's all of us living with it.
Yeah.
And this is the thing, too, is that we've got to be heard. You know, we've got to be heard by our representatives. They're saying, hey, look, take a look at these things.
That once the package and the stimulus is voted and it's accepted and it's cleared, it really doesn't take effect for 2 years.
That's right.
So as we go along, more people are losing their jobs with not any kind of relief.
Oh, you know, they want to throw out, you know, the extended unemployment benefits and all these, but some of the, even these health things, again, you know, they're taking people that are unemployed and they're giving them a choice on this package of two different options. One is COBRA, which is really expensive, or something for, would be like for the homeless, which is a lot less than what they're, you know, what they were having before. So there's gotta be a, mix there too, you know, that you're kind of, you're helping people, but you're doing it in a logical, thoughtful way, and you're not just throwing money at something. It just doesn't work like that. No matter what they think, it just doesn't work. You know, the fact is it's not winning a lottery like our 15 school teachers and employees out of Gateway. I mean, if they gave $2 million to everybody in this country, which is, you know, a voting age in this country, which they could probably do with all this money they're spending, you could pay off your mortgage, or you could do that. Or why not take the money and pay off mortgages? That gives everybody $2,000-$3,000 more a month, you know, for income they could spend to buy cars, to go do things. But no, we're going to be spending billions and billions and billions and billions and billions, trillions of dollars. Right now, yesterday,
we're borrowing
$4.1 trillion by the time you add in everything. That we're borrowing and having our great-grandchildren pay. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. We got to take a break here. When we come back, we're going to be talking local.
Something lighter.
Yeah.
Welcome back. It's Carl and Linda Bott with Free Fire Radio. That is 1400 KQMS News Talk Radio. We love the show, and you know why? For many reasons, is that it keeps us really in the thick of everything that's going on. Now Friday we had Dr. John on from Haven Humane, and it was a really good show. We had lots of information passed by that I know that personally I'd never known about. And then Saturday we went to the crab feed where Dr. John was the auctioneer. Had a great time. My parents came in. It was unbelievable.
For the women's shelter.
Women's refuge, Shasta Women's Refuge. Place was packed. There had to be over 1,000 people that attended this event.
Right.
And Dr. John came over to us with his nice looking tuxedo and jeans and a tuxedo top. What did he say?
Well, he said on Friday, he said the feedback he'd been getting since the show was just remarkable, that he had over 400 pounds of food brought in that day due to the show, and that every place he went to, people remarked about it. He said, but the best thing is they gave out all 400 pounds. People came in needing help for their animals, including one lady that said, I have four dogs, and they just said, open up your trunk, and they filled it up with stuff for the lady so she would not have to surrender her animals, which is the bottom line on this. Was not surrendering animals and taking care of animals at this time. You know, Dr. John was a stand-up guy. You know, they've got a better record of saving animals than throughout the country, much better, but, you know, they can't save them all.
That's right. This portion of the show is brought to you by Home Helpers. Trusted staff helps the elderly, new moms, and recovering patients in their homes. They do such things as meal preparation, medication monitor. If you're going through any kind of after an operation, whatever, you need the experts, call Home Helpers at 226-8350. 226-8350. Let's go to the phones.
Brian, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, we're fine, Brian. What's up?
Oh, you know, I work in the education system, so I deal with a lot of people, not just with teachers. I deal with a lot of families, children. I've lived in this community almost all my life, and I'm 42 years old, and discussing this whole issue with the stimulus package and the whole issue the last 4 years, actually, we've been building up to this. It's not something all of a sudden just happening. I think this is something that's been building up, but you know, a lot of people say, well, what do we do? And I'm thinking, the same thing you've been talking about. People need to get out of their comfort zone. They really need to put the pressure on our constituents and our congressmen and everybody and really nail them to the wall and make it a strong emphasis about where we want our money spent and how we want it utilized. My big issue is if people don't begin to realize that quickly, once this stimulus package goes into effect, the effects, even if we were to reverse it, by the time it takes hold, it's going to take years to even unravel. And we are really setting ourselves up for, I mean, I don't even want to talk about it. It's scary. I don't think people realize the situation we're going to be in the next 20 years and the effect that it's going to have on our children, their education. I mean, it's going to be a big problem. And I really don't think anybody even realizes the situation that's at hand.
Well, you know,
we're
already
starting to feel the symptoms of something, and we always wait till it's too late before we do anything.
Well, our country has been, you know, we sometimes we sway from one crisis to another, it seems like. But you're absolutely right, Brian. And the thing is that we don't look down the road 10 years or 15 years or 20 years when we make these decisions. So that we've got this, oh, let's throw money at it. And it's just, and I'm not saying that money in the spending package, which is what it is, it's a spending package, can't help in some areas, but why can't we take the time to spend an extra week or 2 weeks going through this stuff, making sure that's where we want it to go through? You know, I mean, if somebody hands you $1 million and tells you got to spend it tomorrow, you're not going to make the best decisions.
No, of course not. But you know as well as I do, this type of package that's going out is an issue of control. It has nothing to do with really helping out in a sense. I mean, it's a stimulus package that's specifically designed for one thing. And it's not necessarily to relieve anything. It's actually to lay a hold on to certain aspects of our infrastructure, our societal, the way we do things here. We've lost our way of thinking in reference to forward thinking. We used to be a really good forward-thinking, innovative country, and we've pretty much just sold our souls in reference to what we do anymore.
Well,
I mean, it's just as if we don't really care about what we're going to look at in the future. We're going to deal with what we got now and be satisfied with what we've gotten, and then we'll just deal with the outcome when it comes, you know, 20 years from now.
Well, you know, we've become that McDonald's society. We want it now.
Yeah.
We want it now. It doesn't have to be that good for you, but it satisfies us for right now and the heck with tomorrow. And
well,
That doesn't work.
As I do, the terrorists are just loving all of this. They don't have to invade us. We're destroying ourselves. We're laying out the foreground as far as what we're doing right now in the next 20 years, and they're sitting back saying, that's great. We're saving our resources and everything else right now and just let them fall apart on their own.
Well, you know, I agree with you. I would hope that somebody is, you know, that if something does happen, that we will have the wherewithal to face up to terror and evil. But right now, we are so wrapped up in what we're doing that we have, I think, lost sight of a lot of other things that are just as important about this country. And you mentioned a few of them. One is the strength of our people. Our people can fix anything if they're given the chance. And what the stimulus, or excuse me, the spending package does is it ties people to their representatives, and the representatives are giving money, and you know those money, that money equals votes.
Oh, yeah.
So, hey, Brian, thanks a lot.
You bet.
Yeah. As we go through this personally, you know, I'm pretty optimistic type of person, and there's part of me that feels sad, and a part of me that feels helpless. And I think, you know, what can I do, you know, besides the fact of what we're doing now in the moment and, you know, try to be a good neighbor and try to be good in your community. I mean, there's only, you know, what can you do? Because what's going to happen in Washington is going to happen in Washington. And we have no idea the deals that are going on in the back rooms. That is the way it is. I don't care where you are in the world. That's the way it is. That's the way it is in show business. That's the way it is in politics. That's the way it is in big corporations. Deals are going on in the back room.
Well,
you don't even know about.
Well, that's true. There are deals going on. However, we still have the most important right that can fix that, and that's that vote. And we do not have to put up with it. Unfortunately, is that what we think in the North State isn't exactly what Flatlanders think in the South. And it's just, you know, we could all get into lockstep and every one of us vote for common sense. And it just doesn't make any difference.
Well, it makes me think, you know, what flashes in my mind is about growing a garden.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, like, what can you do where you see some optimism and growth and beauty and simplicity in nature and try to keep it clean and water it? Because as all this stuff is going on and our heads are filled every single day with, you know, that we're going to hell in a handbasket, that, you know, what can you do to remain optimistic?
Well, we've got to take a quick break here, but here's my last thought on this one. We're going to come back on a different subject or we'll keep, well, the phone lines are lighting up. We'll get whatever y'all want to talk about. But you know what? This is the greatest country. The United States is the greatest country in the world. We can get through this. We will get through this. We may, you know, take a couple body punches. We may get a cut over our eye, but we will come through this. I have no doubt about that. This is Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Welcome back. This is Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, KQMS News Talk 1400. Well, you know what? I know it's Valentine's Day, and on a bright note, it's a day that's been chosen to be Sweethearts Day. And if you're looking for something to do, or our jeweler of choice is Four Winds Jewelry, which is on 2225 Hilltop Drive. Actually, they've got hand strung pearls there that are a brand new shipment. I've tried them on. I kind of like wink, wink at Carl. Fabulous. Really great deal.
There's a fist fight in the middle of the lobby while I was trying to get him off her. She fights.
And Leonard's sitting there. Leonard and Carl like to raise their voices very loudly as they're talking anything political, but we love it. It's our jeweler and our place to go. Again, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Now let's go to the phones.
Ron, good morning.
You know, thank you for having me on, Carl.
It's our pleasure.
This thing with this stimulus bill, even if every dollar went to stimulus, we would come to the edge of a cliff where there's no more advancement, because we're using tax money to pay people. We have nothing in this country that is creating wealth. Manufacturing, taking minerals out of the ground and producing products. Cotton. You know, steel. Lead, zinc, copper, gold, silver. Those are the things that create wealth. We're not doing any of that. And the administration has totally turned their back on drilling. In just a few months, we're going to be right back to $4.50 a gallon gas.
Well, you know.
And these deals in back rooms should not be taking place. They're pulling the wool over our eyes. And these people should be labeled. They are un-American. They are un-American. They are not for the American people. They're for themselves or some other entity.
They're for that little group. They're for the group that's gotten to them in many, many cases. And you're right. You're right.
Beautifully said about the mining, the coal mining, and you know, when we traveled, and when we traveled through back to Sturgis this last year for the Harley ride, we went through Wisconsin,
Wyoming.
Knew it was a W state.
Well,
go on.
Could have been Washington.
And what did we see? Lots of
the oil production had started again, had really started up, and but it was right in the middle of, you know, like $4.50 a gallon. Now,
gallon gas.
Yeah. Now oil is down again, low, but the price of gas is going back up again, and now that's something I find real interesting, that the price of oil was low, yet how come the price of gas has gone up 19 cents in the last 2.5 weeks?
Yeah, it's still at $40 a barrel, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. So it makes you wonder. And so then at this point, I'm saying, you know what? Now I am starting to get a little perturbed at our producers of gasoline. You know, you can come up with these little reasons like, oh, the refinery, you know, they're having to change over from the winter gas to summer gas. Oh, there might be a strike. Oh, you know, this, oh, that, or the, but you know what it is? We're going back to greed again.
Well, I like my brother's idea. We should send a letter to them, postage collect. Tape it to a brick.
Yeah. Throw it through their windshield of their, chauffeured cars.
No,
okay, I'm sorry.
Like that, Carl. We tape it to a brick so they have to pay the postage.
Oh, there you go.
For the brick.
Okay, well, you know, you're a lot more civilized than I am at times then. Okay, Ron, thanks a lot.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. You know, this is, you know, I do not mind. I am all for capitalism. I am for capitalism. I know that the oil companies make only 8 to 9 cents a dollar on it. Yet when I see the price of oil still at 38 to 40 bucks a barrel, why has gas gone up 19 cents a gallon?
And how come we're not doing Buy in America? I know it's because it's more expensive and you can, you know, send it off to different parts of the world where it's just, everything's made in China, made somewhere else.
Well,
and not only that, you know, eventually they do say the world is going to be flat. There will be no borders and everything will just be
not on my watch.
Free access.
Not on my watch. You know what? This is, you know, this is giving up on things. And, we've got, the phone lines are backed up. We got to take a quick break here. But you know what? Here the thing is, when you buy American, what they're saying is, oh, we'll have a severe impact on our allies, Japan, Australia, and all that. Okay. Then why don't we do something like, okay, if you don't want to buy America, how about putting a little bit of a tariff on these things to level the playing ground a little bit, huh? What's wrong with leveling the playing ground? We're going to be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, News Talk 1400, KQMS, Free Fire Radio. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. The phone lines were all backed up and then they all hung up. Is it because everybody's going into work at 9 o'clock? I guess so. Hey, you know what? We talked about the stimulus package. You know, one last thing I like to talk about is that Governor Schwarzenegger and our crew down in Sacramento, he is now suing the comptroller. He's suing the comptroller because the comptroller is not doing the furloughs. So, because they're not doing the furloughs, this governor says that's not fair. So he's suing. And he's also, it looks like the filing in Sacramento Superior Court comes after Chung and Garamendi and Secretary of State Bowen, Lockyer, and Attorney General Brown refused to furlough their combined 15,000 state employees last Friday. Well, so that means that some people get hammered and some people don't. So the governor is now suing, which means more money's going out to lawyers and all that. That's one of the important things that are happening. The other thing, too, is the Fish and Game Department, through the Wildlife Commission, is looking at a code of regulations where the California Fish and Game Commission is considering a statewide ban on the use of lead ammunition for hunting. Now, this is big, people. We're going to talk about this some more. If you remember 2 years ago, a bill was signed that imposed a ban on the use of lead ammunition for hunting in areas occupied by the California condor. And if that happens, if they do a ban for the state, that means 22 ammunition, any ammunition that has lead in it cannot be used. That's right. Cannot be used in this state. When I sent an email to the Fish and Game Department, they sent me back something that said, the public comment period regarding method of take and lead ammunition is now closed. Please see our website for all open comment, public comment periods involving the Fish and Game Commission in California. Well, you need to do that because this commission is meeting in various spots throughout the state. But you can do a number of things. You can contact the commission by phone at 916-653-4899. But we're going to have this on our site.
You're listening to Carla Linda Bott. In case you're just tuning in, we have just a few minutes left, but this portion of the show is brought to you by New Image Photography. That is on Park Marina Circle this Friday and Saturday, 13th and 14th of February. They're going to be down at Vintner Cellar. Check it out where you can get a picture with your sweetheart. That's New Image Photography. Let's go to the phone. We are now in the last of the zone, so go for it.
Rob.
Hey, I just wanted to call and talk about the stimulus package being a perfect example of taxation without representation.
Ooh.
If they're going to take my money without my permission, how dare they ask me to pay taxes?
Well, you know, if you're in the state of California, they're not going to give you your tax refunds anyway. And they are not going to be providing services that they said they're going to be providing, you know, from the taxes they're taking right now, Rob. So
well,
I can understand this.
I make way too much money, and I'm proud to say I make too much money to actually get a tax refund back. So let it be known to them, they are not taxing me without my permission.
Well, you know what? There was somebody I saw the other day that says he doesn't pay taxes. I read about it, doesn't pay taxes, but then his lifestyle was not like most of ours. Doesn't have a car, doesn't have anything else. And that way he doesn't pay any taxes. But the thing is you're right. This money that it's not just the money they're taking from us right now, it's the money they're going to be taking from us and our children and our grandchildren for the next 30 or 40 years.
And there's no accountability for it. Absolutely none. They're just printing up paper and sinking us into financial slavery, and I won't have it.
Well, that, you know, like I said, you write to them. And you know what? We've also had, I've had emails concerning having meetings, having series of meetings to let people know how just tired of this. We are the old torch and pitchfork meetings that lets our legislature know that enough is enough.
They have to realize something, that there's a lot of people in this country that know this country's history and know how this country was founded. And a lot of people thought our founding fathers were crazy people. And if you speak of anything about the founding fathers in this day and age, everybody looks at you like you're crazy. Well, I have a message for all those folks out there. We're not the crazy ones. We're the ones with our head on our shoulders, and we know what's going on, and we know how to fix the problems, and we will.
Rob, thanks so much for the phone call.
Thank you.
Okay, look, this is Carl Lindenbaugh from Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. You know, we had a lot of talk about the stimulus package. You know, tomorrow we're having a segment of the show we're going to be talking about the suicide prevention, different places you can go to. We also are talking Thursday. We've got our legal expert coming in, and Friday is completely open line. That's your show. That's when you start calling, and you just take us down the line that day.
And go to freefireradio.com. We want to take your suggestions and your comments about what you want to hear and what you want us to cover.
You can hear the show. If you didn't get it all today, you go right to our website there. So this is Carl Lindenbaugh on Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. We'll see you tomorrow. And just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?